Well, folks, as promised, a couple of members from the band Nataraj are here with us live. Guys, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
So, you want to introduce yourself so everybody knows who they're listening to?
Well, I'm DJ Story. I'm the latest addition to the band. That I add bass lines and sound effects and those kinds of textures.
My name's Trey Crispin, and I'm one of the three percussionists of Nataraj. The folks who are in the band that can't be here right now are Alex Caruso, who plays exotic strings, Simon Tisman, who plays Jun, another percussion, and Renjit Aya, who plays Dumbek and Djembe. We are Nataraj.
Great. Well, guys, thanks so much for coming in. For those of y'all who have not seen Nataraj, definitely a fun treat to catch them live for sure. How would y'all describe your music?
Well, you know, just about any other band out there, we're trying not to pigeonhole it, but we've come up with world music because it has so many different percussion instruments in it from around the world, and the beats that we try to play are intermixed from, you know, many cultures. We tried Middle Eastern dance music for a while, but that seemed to be too specific. Alex plays an instrument called a sitar, which is an electrified sitar of kind of an instrument, and so that gives us a real Middle Eastern feel, but mainly we're dance music. We like to be the ecstatic dance band. You know,
ecstatic dance band.
It's an eclectic mix.
Sounds great. Well, y'all brought in a couple tracks that were never before heard tracks, huh?
Yeah, man.
Exclusive mixes. Live.
This is deep from the Nataraj vault, and I think that Story. This is the second show at the Masonic Temple.
Yeah, the second show at the Masonic Temple. It's a little rough, but it'll give you a good idea of what we're up to.
Great. Yeah. Now, is that, have y'all played two shows there, or is that the
we
second?
We have, yeah. The first one was a full moon lunar eclipse show, and the second one we had two other bands joining us, two local bands, Chocomo. The
Chocomo
band.
Barimba band?
Yeah, and then Chocomo Marimba, yeah.
Yeah, Chocomo Marimba, and...
And Zabumba.
It's Zabumba.
Bamba band,
yeah.
Fantastic.
So this is from that set.
Oh, great. Well, yeah, exclusive cuts from live tracks here from Nataraj. These guys will be playing 6 p.m. at the Bobo stage at the Laugh Festival, so make sure to come by and check that out. Nataraj live, AshevilleFM.org. Hey, it'd help if I put the CD in here, wouldn't it? I get so excited that y'all are here. I haven't even
this is our third. This is the first year at the Laugh Festival at the Bobo stage, and we're looking forward to seeing y'all on Sunday. It's one of our favorite gigs.
Great.
Yeah, really looking forward.
Sorry, I'm digging the cover art and the CD as well. well done for sure.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Keep it tuned. More coming up from Nataraj here at AshevilleFM.org. Nataraj from their live performance at the Masonic Temple, their second performance there. Thanks for that, y'all. That sounded great. Does that tune have a name, or what's the...
Most of our music is improvisation, and so the songs really have more of an in-the-moment emotion. They really don't have names. We have a few themes we work with, but generally speaking, we don't have a... We don't have names for
a song, so... Yeah, we don't have, like, a planned out set list exactly with all that. Just kind of like, hey, we might do this or that. Or
so every show kind of lends itself to something new.
Yeah, never know what to expect.
Great. Well, there we go. Get these. It's technology kicking in gear here. Trey, you were saying that it's all improv-based and whatnot. So we just heard a super awesome just released.
Yeah, and in fact, if we want to bring an extra name into the mix here, we have Rusty on that. Rusty plays tabla on this the last track we just heard, and he's kind of a high power addition to the band. He comes and goes. We have a lot of our band members are doing gigs all over the country and have a lot of big old traveling schedule. So we bring Rusty in to kind of play with us because we all really like his style and he adds so much to the stage set.
Excellent.
Yeah, so that's the tabla. That's who's playing the tabla right now.
Yeah, he's one of our sit-in guests at this point. It's cool. It's a lot of fun to have him. And,
And what other... Are you all members of other bands? How many other people play in other bands? Is this kind of one thing?
Renz and Alex have been playing together for over 7 years, 8 years now. And they are, a two-man team that goes and plays for many belly dancers locally. You can see them at Jerusalem Garden. You can see them at Hookah Joe's from time to time. They are pretty standard fixtures in the local Middle Eastern dance music, traditional dance music, not electrified, belly dance and that culture. And, there's a pretty strong musical community inside Asheville, so we all kind of dip into each other's scenes every now and then. Simon plays with... he played with two other bands. He now plays with the marimba band, and he also plays with the samba band from time to time.
Great.
And DJ Story, he's got his own gig altogether. He's a self-contained performer before we met.
Yeah, I DJ and produce my own music, and if you want to check any of that out, it's on intuitivebeats.com. And also make sure to check out natarajmusic.com. That's the official band website. And how was the band born, Trey? I mean, you want to tell them a little bit about R&S?
Yeah, I'd like to hear about that.
Well, for about 7 years, there was a band called R&S, and they played really trance-inducing, meditative music that really was a very unique sound. It had a lead singer, Sage, in it. It had Jeremy Shavey in it. It had Samata Takori in it. I joined that band, and then we played together for a year, did a bunch of shows together, and came to an understanding that a smaller stage set and a little bit less instrumentation on stage would suit a dance band better, a strictly dance band. So R&S became a ceremonial band for our tribe, our local community, and Nataraj, just about, I don't know, what, 5 months ago, 6 months ago, took stage as a four-piece down from the R&S at times 8-9-piece band.
Wow.
So Nataraj became a little high-power, lightweight, go-to-clubs-and-play-a-gig band. And we, as soon as the first month after we formed, we got a residency at Bobo. We played there the last Thursday of every month. And we have booked a few gigs at the Lab already on Lexington Avenue Brewery. And our next gig of any of size after Laugh is is it the 24th, Story?
Yeah, 24th.
September 24th at White Horse Black Mountain, out in Black Mountain.
Great, yeah, great venue there.
So
room to dance, for sure.
Yeah, we came from a larger band into a smaller band, and now we're constantly evolving our own musical styles together and throwing electronic elements like Story into the mix and other percussive instruments like Rusty into the mix. We kind of come up with a hybrid of somewhat meditative and relaxing, but focused on the dance. And Simon plays the dunes, and I play the congas and the dunes, and together we lay down the foundation, and Renjit and Alex accent it, and we follow Alex's lead for the most part for how the songs come and go. And it's just a reflection of the people in front of us. We're just playing music that reflects the movements or where we think the movements want to go. And, you know, a lot of us have a lot of ecstatic dance experience, and we spend a lot of time dancing ecstatically. So we see the crowd and then breathe them air energy into our instrumentation, into our music, and that's where the improvisation comes from.
Right.
Yeah, it's for you all. And a lot of the music, like what you just heard was, you know, really mellow. That was the beginning of our set. And but a lot of it's a lot more upbeat and dancey as the crowd starts to raise in their energy level. Then the music kind of goes up with that, and then it's just a big dance party until, you know, we wear them out, and then we bring it back down and just kind of feel it out like that. And you know, it takes a lot of sensitivity as a band to listen to each other and feel the crowd and kind of feel where it's going and just let it evolve naturally.
Very cool. Very cool connection to have that with the audience as well.
Well, we've done some work with the Asheville Movement Collective as a live dance band for their full moon ceremonies.
Oh, very nice.
This is where we're asked to play an actual five rhythms-esque show where we start out really meditative and then come up into a pitch, a high energy level, and then come on down again over the course of an hour and a half or so.
Nice.
And that was really great. Really beautiful time spent playing music and watching people dance, and also coming together in as a cohesive mix of instrumentation and improvisation under that understanding of the set, of the show. It really gave us a really deep understanding of how to make the energy flow that way, and also how to empower a crowd and then take the power and put it back into the music.
Right. So how did the electronic acoustic hybrid brainchild come to be? Was that something that y'all came up with in order to make it a more dance-geared band, or what?
Well, we decided that the you know, as a group, we had a lot of high-end and very bottom, but no really mid-range bass. And to be a dance band, there really needs to be something connecting the lows and the highs. And we chose an electronic outlet because it would gave us a lot of versatility. And we could also have them come in with pads of different kind of chords and also far out sounds. Like if you've been to any of our shows lately, you'll notice every now and then there'll be a flock of seagulls circling around the stage, or there'll be a rainforest, or there'll be some monkeys and some trees, or
all kinds of birds and wind and...
Exactly.
And then sometimes I actually pick up the didgeridoo and just start playing. And if you don't know that instrument, it's a like one of the oldest instruments from Australia.
Right.
Where you kind of blow into this tube, you know, it makes a low kind of resonant drone that fits into the mix nicely sometimes.
Yeah, and that bamboo certainly would add the that mid-low range that would connect that, I imagine.
And sure. Once we have a bass line in place, it just seems a lot easier to translate the rhythm pulsing into a musical form that kind of brings dance about. I mean, everybody, a lot more people can feel the bass rhythm and move their body to it. A lot of people can feel the drum rhythm and move their body to it, but it's the combination of the two that really get everybody moving. And that's kind of our... that was our concept to bring something electronic in the band. We have something to go against our organic nature, something that brings it more into a dance feel, and something that has versatility so we can have, like you said, birds and waterfalls and wind and chimes and all kinds of groovy stuff happening.
Great. Well, if you enjoy this groovy stuff, once again, the websites were NatarajMusic.com.
Yep, and NatarajMusic on Facebook.
All right.
Yep.
Excellent. And Star, you had your own music as well up on the web.
Yeah, that's intuitivebeats.com.
Intuitivebeats.com.
Nataraj is spelled N-A-T-A-R-A-J, just in case anyone wasn't sure.
Yeah, thanks for putting that out.
And then, yeah, check out our music, and, you know, here's another track from our last gig at the Masonic Temple. It's a little bit more upbeat, and really hope that y'all enjoy, and look forward to seeing you on the gig on Sunday.
All Now that this is the point where you all have got the audience moving and grooving, huh?
Yeah, this is when it starts to pick up into some kind of a static frenzy where the lines between the band and the dancers kind of get blurred and we're all just right there,
like that,
moving and breathing.
Very poetic. Well, check out Naturage this Sunday, 6 p.m. at the Bobo Stage at the Lexington Avenue Arts and Fun Festival. And keep it tuned. I'm going to play this track and then talk a little bit more before these guys get out of here. So keep it tuned, AshevilleFM.org. live Nataraj here on Community Countdown at AshevilleFM.org. Cool mix, y'all, from the Masonic Temple, of course. And you can catch these guys live at 6 p.m. on Sunday in front of the, I guess it's in front or is it in Bobo? In front of Bobo Gallery on Lexington Avenue, of course, part of the Lexington Avenue Art and Fun Festival. Well, y'all, we were just talking about your name, Nataraj, and the meaning of that and the connection that it has with your music and arts and fun and dancing as well. You want to talk about that?
Nataraj is a two-part word of Sanskrit that means nata, which is the dance, and raja, which is a king. So Nataraj is the king of the dance, directly translated. And if you're familiar with any Middle Eastern statue art, you more than once come across a standing figure with one foot in the air, about waist high, foot crossed in front, four hands, in a ring of fire. And this would be a representation of Nataraja, who is the king of the dance. And in our music, we try to connect with the crowd and make the music that Nataraja would dance to.
Very nice.
That's kind of, that's why it's all improvisational. That's why it's all in the moment. We really try to move and breathe like the crowd does, and bring our music to that level.
That's great. And I'm sure if you are in it enough, you guys, especially from the stage, probably see people who are very reminiscent of Nataraj there.
Yeah, man, we definitely have some people have received great effect from our music.
Great.
Safe to say.
Purification. Destroying of, parts of ourselves that aren't serving us. It's kind of a letting go, a shedding of the, stress of the day, and just kind of cut loose and dance, feel the bliss. And
great.
Yeah.
Well, if y'all are seeking internal cleansing, Nataraj, the band for you, this Sunday, the Lexington Avenue Arts and Fun Festival at 6 p.m. in front of the Bobo Gallery. Of course, you also have a show coming up at the White Horse Black Mountain.
Absolutely. September 24th. And we are the last Thursday of every month, we're at Bobo Gallery. That's kind of our little intimate show. We don't really advertise that one much. We just keep it family only, real small. And, it's a small joint, so we can't get more than 40 people in there, but we try to keep the energy and the feeling real there. That's kind of like our little favorite spot.
It's our testing ground.
Nice.
Well, it's all our testing ground, but...
Sure.
It's our little laboratory.
Great, great. Now, you had mentioned the Chicomo Marimba band possibly playing with you at the White Horse.
We're talking about that right now. We'll be able to talk about that more later and announce it when it comes through, but it seems that might be the case. And we always enjoy having that band around. They're a fantastic, high-energy dance band, and, most of the folks that like us like them, too. So
great.
We generally try to play together when we can.
Great. Well, once again, Nataraj live here at Community Countdown. Check them out at NatarajMusic.com. NATARAJ. Music.com. Thanks so much for coming in, y'all.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.